The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mike Peterson at KMA Land Shenandoah and Mike Hohenbrink at the Calamar Courier. Mike Peterson, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Yes, Senator, as we speak, the U.S. Senate hearings are scheduled to begin for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Based on what you've heard or read so far, what do you think of her credentials? And what more would you like to find out about her?
Well, I don't think we question her credentials. If you're talking about the experience she's had, and if you talk about the fact that she's got a good law degree, good law practice, but most everybody that's on anybody's list would fit that category. So then you get down to basic things. How does she approach the Constitution? Is she a person that believes in the living Constitution, which means that you're going to interpret it almost any way you want to? Or does she believe in the original intent of the Constitution as written by the Constitution writers and keep pretty much to that basic document? And then when it comes to interpretation of laws of Congress, does she see herself as a super legislator, or does she see her as somebody that interprets the law, and if the law does not fit the needs, does she feel she needs to change that, or is that up to Congress to change it? And obviously, Article 1 says the legislative powers of the Constitution are given to the Congress of the United States, which means that we pass laws here, she interprets laws and doesn't fill in vacuums that maybe Congress created that Congress ought to fill and not the Supreme Court fill. Mike and Kelmar.
Senator, with regard, as a follow-up, have you made your mind up yet on the nomination? And if not, what specific questions do you see yourself asking with regard to the nomination?
Well, I think I'm going to answer your second question with what I answered for Mike Peterson. That's not very specific, as you'd probably like to have me answer for you. But at this point, I'm just going to be very general in the questions I'm going to approach, because as I told all the journalists here in Washington, D.C., what questions you're going to ask and what questions you're going to ask, and I said, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want her to know what I'm going to ask. In regard to the first question you ask, and would you repeat that first question for me, please?
Sure, Senator. Have you made your mind up yet going with the nomination?
Yeah. That's a very simple question. I'll probably do that, maybe not as of Friday or Saturday this week, because there's a whole record to go through, and I'll hear all of my colleagues ask those questions, but reflecting on an oral answer to make a judgment, I'm going to probably wait till we have things in printed form, so that may get me well into next week before I announce my support or opposition to her. Back to Mike Peterson.
Senator, there are calls for the United States and its NATO allies to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine. What exactly would this mean, and do you think it's something the U.S. and NATO should consider if this Russian war against Ukraine continues?
No, not unless it would be for humanitarian aid to get to the country to help the people that are running out of food and water and medicine and all that stuff. I think we ought to think in terms of doing what we can to get humanitarian aid in there to the civilians that are being isolated by the Russian army and maybe being forced into starvation and dying from lack of hospital help. Everything the Red Cross and other humanitarian people could deliver, I think we ought to tell Russia we're going to do that, and you better not shoot those planes down. But anything that leads to military enforcement of the no-fly zone, I don't support that. And the reason for our doing that would most often be to keep planes from doing the damage that they're doing. And quite frankly, as I understand, that with a lot of these missiles that come in off of planes, those are planes that are either over Russia or over Belarus or over the Black Sea, and they're off. They're not above the air in Ukraine when they shoot those missiles off. So the best thing we can do is then get the defensive equipment that they need to stop those missiles from coming in, or you know, like the Stinger missiles. And I'm not an authority on all of the weapons of warfare, but we're trying to get all those weapons in that can protect them. But a lot of the damage that you see on television are done from the cannons that are on ships or just regular artillery that's doing the damage. Mike at Kelmar.
Senator, you recently called upon the ATF to explain its off-the-record regulations for guns. Can you explain a little bit more about what specifically you are seeking with regard to the ATF and its quiet, off-the-record regulations?
Well, what they're trying to do is they can't get, this administration can't get legislation through to do the gun control they want. But because of laws passed over the last, well, you could say over maybe over the last 50 years, there is some discretion given to ATF that would, by regulation or by guidance on the enforcement of legislation, they're going to do all they can to accomplish as much gun control they can through legislation already on the books. Now, maybe some of that will be overturned by the courts, but in the meantime, they're going to do everything they can to restrict people's rights under the Second Amendment because they can't get legislation passed. Back to Mike Peterson.
Senator, I know you've been critical of President Biden over the last month or so for his support of electric car production to ease the country's dependence on foreign oil. Yet it's well to remember that 20 years ago, then-President George W. Bush proposed increased electric vehicle production. Can you tell me about what the differences are between what President Bush proposed 20 years ago and what President Biden is proposing?
President Bush would let the marketplace decide how many electric cars you're going to have, except for a tax credit for those cars. And this administration wants to use the massive power of the federal government through the tax credit, through setting up charging stations, and also driving up the price of oil so that you drive less. And that's the full power of the federal government versus just the marketplace making a decision of bringing electric vehicles to market and to use. And then the impact that the force of the federal government has upon the price of gasoline, plus what it does, electric vehicles, what it does to hurt biofuel industry in Iowa and 43,000 jobs in Iowa. And that's a big difference. And then not only that, but can you imagine the unrealistic approach that perhaps every car is going to be electric vehicle by 2035, when we've got studies that show that the internal combustion engine's still going to be a big part of transportation for individuals in their cars, even by 2040, 2050. So I don't know where they're coming from, but I think it's very unrealistic. And if they're successful in doing it, they're going to ruin biofuel industry and all the jobs created by petroleum and natural gas, et cetera, et cetera. Besides, if you're going to have an energy policy that cuts down on greenhouse gases, it's going to have to be over a longer period of time, and that energy program has to still continue to use fossil fuels for quite a while. We have to have all the alternative energy available that we can, and then you have to have conservation, you have nuclear. You have to have a four-part energy program.
Senator, this is Mike from Kelmer. Recently, we've heard about the possibility the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps might be removed from the FTO list. Can Congress expect to have a say in that removal from the terrorism list, or what do you see happening here down the road?
Well, right now, Congress doesn't have a voice, and I co-sponsored a bill last Thursday that would put me on a bill that, if it became law, the president would take away his authority to take them off of the terrorist list without Congress's approval. Can you imagine a president of the United States that wants to take the this military force in Iran off the terrorist list when Iran itself, but using this military group to carry out what they want done, they're the leading perpetrator of terrorism activity worldwide. And particularly, just think what they said they want to do. They want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. And I think they've also said the same thing about the United States. So why would the President of the United States want to take this, these people advocating all this terrorist activity off the terrorist list? I don't understand it. Mike Peterson?
Yes, Senator, you and
yours will be the last question.
Joni Ernst recently introduced legislation aimed at more transparency on student loans. Could you talk about what prompted you and Senator Ernst to propose this bill, and what you hope to aim by, what you hope to get at by proposing this?
Let me suggest to you that you go to the website for the Wall Street Journal, and you'll find an article on what the state of Florida is doing in regard to this. And I guess there's a few other states that have followed suit. About 10 states have laws saying that there's got to be a website set up by the colleges in that particular state where you can get all this information on what it costs to go to college so you can compare prices. And then also what you can find out, you're going to major in something, what's the success of that college getting you the best degree that gets you the best job and the best outcome in your life from an economic point of view. That's all very good, so you should read that Wall Street Journal article. It deals with student loan interest and keeping that interest as reasonable as possible. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mike and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.